Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8b through 14. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Song of Songs. Behold, he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, "Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. All my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the crannies of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is always winter in Narnia, and it has ever been for so long. Always winter, but never Christmas. So sighs the fond Mr. Tumnus to a bewildered Lucy in C.S. Lewis's novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I remember as a child, it was so hard to imagine what winter would be like without the joy of Christmas. Because let's face it, by itself, winter is a season of death. If we take a look outside this morning, we see that the trees are bare, the grass is dry. This is what winter brings. Consider your own lives this morning. Maybe you are in your own season of winter. Broken relationships with family or friends. Discouragement at work or at home. Worries about mounting inflation and those higher bills that usually accompany this month of December. Mourning the death of a loved one. Perhaps you too are wearied, like Mr. Tumnus, that your own life feels like a long, endless winter with no joy in sight. And if we're truly honest with ourselves this morning, many times the miseries we experience, we bring on ourselves. The Turkish delight that Satan seduces us with, it's too good for us to pass up. And once we have a taste of it, we cannot stop. So our winter continues. More cold, more misery, more death. So then what is there to do? Maybe we pull a stunt like Adam and Eve, who after they eat of the forbidden fruits, their eyes are opened. They see that winter is death descending upon them, and they futilely attempt to cover themselves with fig leaves. But it's to no avail. Nothing they do, nothing you can do, can bring this winter to an end. But in comes the words of our Lord this morning. The bridegroom speaks to his bride, "Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, and a time of singing has come. These words, dear friends, are from you this morning. These words are true for you this morning. No matter how dark, long, or painful your own winter has been, no matter how many times you've attempted to cover yourselves in fig leaves, in steps our Lord to deliver you from slavery to Satan. Christ your Savior is born at just the right time, in the season of winter, in the season of death, so that you may have life. So our Lord comes for you. Not as a roaring lion as we expect, but as Solomon writes here, as a gazelle. That is a deer. We all know what the fate of deer tends to be hunted and killed. Yet our Lord is like no other gazelle. He leaps over mountains, he bounds over hills, he runs swift as he can to the cross to be slaughtered for you. There is no obstacle in this world that will stop our Lord from completing his atoning sacrifice for you on the cross. And it is no coincidence that our Lord's sacrificial death occurs in the spring, the season of life. Because it is in his death that this passage that Solomon writes is fulfilled. It is in Christ's victory over the grave that the flowers can now appear, that singing is now brought forth, and that the sleigh of Satan is trapped in that melting winter ice, and new life is brought forth into all the world. But today, again, you might be sitting here in that winter. Winter is over? Really, Lord? Yes, I know that you've died and risen again for me. But there is still all that snow all around. But dear Christians, be reminded what this season of Advent is all about. The first Advent has already come with Christ's incarnation, true man and true God, born of the Virgin Mary. And now today, as we gather here, we wait for that second Advent to come, for Christ to come again. We long and yearn for our Lord's return, for all the wrongs and winters of this world to be put to flight once and for all. And so our Lord himself, as we see in St. Luke's Gospel, invites his disciples and us with his redeeming word to rise up, straighten our heads, especially when the horrors and winters of this world rears their ugly head at us. And indeed, our redemption is drawing near. Our Lord points to those once ill-fated fig leaves, again as an illustration, that no longer are figs a crude way for sinners to try and hide their guilt and shame. But figs are now an illustration for the final consummation that he, the bridegroom, will have for his bride, the church. Today, you are covered with something far greater than failing fig leaves that Adam and Eve try to cover themselves with. Christ himself covers you with his own life-giving blood. Our Lord gives you his words that will never pass away. And in your holy baptisms, you are made heirs of a kingdom far greater and far more precious than anything C.S. Lewis could imagine. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to straighten up, raise your heads, because the winter is over. Time of singing has come. Hold fast to the unchanging promises of our Lord as we continue to pray this Advent season. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.